Christy and Needle on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome to FUBAR Radio.
It's Hardesty and Needle.
Yes, that's right.
Yep.
Yeah, it's been a good day. How are you doing? Welcome to the show. I'm in a good mood, Andy.
Oh yeah, we both stopped chewing. I can hear it.
Yeah, it's right. It's the throat. I know we're cool, but we're not that cool.
Yeah.
Stand there chewing gum. So why am I in such a good mood? Well, I'll tell you why. Just went to get on the bus and the card machine was broken. £1.50 saved. Boom!
I got you. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Honestly,
you're completely beaming. Like, you look, you're like, look at my face.
It was like falling in love.
Yeah, because you. I mean, like, because okay. So basically, Rich was going about having a girlfriend. Mm, his girlfriend, gone. Yeah, it came. She left. She left on Sunday. I know you know that. I'm just telling everyone else. But she left on Sunday. You were devastated. You felt sick.
Yeah. But then
depressed as hell. But then you got on a bus. Save £1.50.
He's fine again.
He's back.
He's got who? Kirsty what? £1.50. Get in.
Well, I've never seen a man look so happy.
Oh, and you've seen me when I said, Andy, I think I'm in love. How? What is that all about? I tell you I'm in love. You're like, yeah, whatever. I save £1.50. You're like, really? Wow, you must be really happy. You must be over the moon.
Yeah,
it was good. I was a bit scared because the kids upstairs. I'm aware that I've got my hair in like a bun and I've got like a hair clip and some youth at the back.
Ah, yeah, that's why. Because basically, yeah.
Did I get weird?
No, you went a bit weird. But also, basically, we walked down half the bus and you're like, right, okay, let's go here. You sat on one side of the aisle, I sat on the other. I was like, well, there's two perfectly good seats there next to loads of those youths.
No.
You were scared of them.
Because they'd see that I've got a hair clip in the back of my head.
They're beating you up.
Yeah, I might get sat super. Exactly. I got bullied on the bus before, actually.
Some kids?
Yeah, but it's so annoying. I got on the bus from Willesden Junction and I was down Portobello Road and I got on and it was about 3 PM. I just, you know, when you sat on the bus and it was about 8 years ago when I was wearing like Farrah's slacks a lot and like basically not wearing any socks, thinking I was very, very cool,
right.
And some loafers. And anyway,
so
I just sort of
Quaid.
Yeah, exactly. And I was on the bus and basically a load of sort of teenage girls gone and I just thought, oh no. And my hair was pretty funky and I thought, I don't need it. Anyway, they all came on and I just heard, socks. I was like, oh no, here we go. And someone just went, socks. And I was like, all right, yeah. Mate, why haven't you got any socks on? And I was just like, I can't kick off with some like 12-year-old girls because I look stupid.
No, you can't.
So I just had to turn around and go, very clever, you know. But then they said, it wouldn't leave it. And then I was like, just rise above, Rich, rise above. And I got off and I just walked off and I walked down the road. And just as the bus went around the corner, they went, socks! And everyone else in the street turned and looked at my socks and went, ah, yeah, he's got no socks on.
Oh, no.
So annoying.
That stuff bothers you quite a lot, doesn't it? Because I remember that time it was on your street and we were filming something and we were like, basically, so we came at your house. And there were some kids, like about 7 or 8 or something, like about 7 or 8 or something like that. Maybe about 10 at most.
Yeah.
Right, and they were playing football
and
stuff.
Big 10-year-olds, big stocky 10-year-olds.
They were the tiny little ones. Ooh, but anyway, they're basically little 10-year-olds, like very harmless and ineffective.
So
basically they were kicking a football about and stuff. And like, there was sort of an air of danger because they were sort of like booting it about and like, they didn't really care. They didn't have any of that respect for like adults.
No, they didn't. They seemed lawless.
They seemed like fucking kids out of Mad Max or something.
Yeah, someone had to teach them the law.
No, they didn't. That's the thing. You shouldn't have run after. Anyway, basically, what happened was, so basically, on the way there, like they were like, "All right, mate," and then they sort of tried to boot the ball and hit us.
Yeah.
But we sort of avoided it.
Bad move.
I ran off because I was scared.
Yeah.
You were also scared, but you sort of tried to be a bit hard.
Yeah, I sort of popped my chest out a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that?
That's me having a rage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's some sort of like merman who's trying to gasp in for breath.
Yeah.
But so on the way back from the corner shop, we came back and the kid booted the football at you.
Yeah, he did.
You were livid, weren't you?
I was very angry.
I started on him.
Yeah, you're right.
You started on like six, 8 year olds.
All I could think in my head was like, you know that scene from Dead Man's Shoes? You're there, mate. But he could only, he was about 12. Yeah, come here. Look me in the fucking eyes, yeah? You're now to me. Now get back inside.
But it didn't work. That's the thing, basically. Because I to be fair, I ran off again because I was scared.
I know.
Yeah, but then I looked out the window, like just from the safety of your home.
Yeah.
And I could see you sort of running back as well. Like, you'd be like, it backfired.
Because I forgot there was three of them. They were on the corner. I was like, I'm not having this. You know, because 3 times like 10 years old is like 30. Still younger than me.
You can just do a spinning clothesline or something.
Yeah, just kick them one. That'd be satisfying, like a totem pole. Pang, pang, pang.
Yeah.
Like three. Yeah, one goes one way, the other goes the other way, the other goes the other way. If they're all stood on each other's shoulders.
Yeah.
That'd be fantastic.
Anyway, he didn't beat the children and, no one got arrested.
No, and I wouldn't. I'd just pretend
to make yourself feel better.
Yeah, I wouldn't have the balls, to be honest.
Right.
I wouldn't have the balls to get in trouble, A, with the parents, B, with the law.
Okay.
Or C, with them. I don't want them to turn around and beat me up.
No. Anyway, what have you been up to? Oh, no, sorry.
What's
on the show?
Since I got into the studio, I would store some muesli from in there.
Okay, did you?
You can hear it jingling around? Live by my own rules.
Did that make you as happy as the £1.50 you saved?
No, but I was thinking about it. That's probably about £1.65 I've got now.
Exactly, yeah.
Got 15 pence worth of granola.
Yeah, you've got £3 out of this world
today. Woo!
Yeah.
Oh, happy Tuesday.
What's on the show today?
Oh, sorry. So on the show, we've got... me, you, lots of little features, can't find the piece of paper.
Just, it's right in front of you, just
yes,
read
but
it
I've,
out.
I've got lots of little bits. So we've got news. Yeah. That's new information for you, news.
Yeah,
sound
I've
the
got
news.
Some new information for you as well.
Good, because I haven't got any. Brilliant.
You're not?
No, well I have, but it's not really news, it's just something about a boy.
You've got a photograph of someone or something?
I've got a photograph of someone in a very, very silly outfit.
Oh, okay.
But
look forward to that.
Could be it'll be new to you, unless you read a Daily Mail, in which case it'll be old to you.
Okay.
Thoughts we've had? Some thoughts we've had.
Yeah.
Not sure I've got any of those either. A game from you?
Yeah.
What is that?
I'm not 100% certain about that, really.
Right.
It's How Light Is Your Body, but I've twisted it. I don't think it's a game anymore.
We've got a non-game.
Yeah. Also, we've got another thing on the sort of same, similar sort of vein. Dick Baby, which got executed by you lot because no one saved it with an email.
Yeah.
Basically, I've got some the hottest baby names of this year.
Oh, really?
And most of them are dick baby names. So I think there's going to be some sort of dick apocalypse in the future.
Year of the
so
dick.
Many dicks wandering about in like 25 years.
But yeah, if you've just had given birth, God rest your soul.
Yeah, well, if you've given birth and you've called it Arlo, God rest your soul.
Oh, Christ!
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Who is going around naming kids next? What is it?
Arlo.
Sounds like a film with Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Fleckflock. Yeah. Bling Glockflock. Isn't that some sort of whiskey?
What?
Bling Glockflock. I'm sure people drink that at Christmas. What's it called?
Glenfiddich.
Glenfiddich or Glenmorangie or whatever it is. I don't know. We've also got, this is pretty exciting and also sort of makes us sound a bit more intelligent, we've got a doctor coming in who's going to tell us about the NHS cuts and what the hell's going on there.
Yeah, because none of us know anything about that.
Exactly, Andy. I wasn't going to mention that. I was going to say, I was going to like pretend that we got him in because we were to, you know, get the voice.
We know about all that.
We need to learn. People who listen to this show don't know that we're learning as we go along.
Right.
Like this is basically our university, isn't it?
Well, I went to university, didn't I?
My university.
It's my second one, your first.
Oh, God. It's my university. I hope I graduate.
You didn't go through high school, did you?
Not all the way.
I went, you need to go through that first before you go to university.
I'm not going back there, mate. It'll be weird. It's like some sort of Will Ferrell film.
Well, won't it?
Sat at a tiny little desk with my big, I was going to say big hairy legs, but they've probably got bigger legs than me there, haven't they?
Big hairless legs.
So yeah, we've got a doctor coming. He's going to diagnose me on air. I can find out all the illnesses I've actually got and I'm not making up.
Yeah.
And
we've both got those, but like, is he going to, because the thing is, I've been to the doctor before and they don't analyse shit. They just come and then they go, yeah.
Do they?
What?
They just what? Sorry, they just gone then. Sorry,
they don't come. Actually, I come to them.
Yeah.
Anyway, I sit in the room where they're already there.
Yeah.
That's not really important.
But anyway, you sounded like you were there. Like, what are you doing here in the doctor's surgery?
They don't break into my house. I just mean like I go to see them, and then like basically they just I've been before. They just sort of like shush me away or like shoo me away. Whatever it's called.
I hate that. No empathy.
It's horrible, yeah.
I hate it when they go like, you know, look, it's fine. Without even looking at the thing.
Yeah, it's like, sometimes I go, look, I've got tonsillitis or a sore throat, and they go, right, just open your mouth, and they're like, sort of like about 3 metres away, and they're sort of looking, squinting into my mouth.
Yeah, no. Nah,
it's like, you can't see from there.
No, unless you've got like some bionic eyes, or like, like Spider-Man. Maybe he's not, what's the guy's name? It's not like Dr. Parker, is it?
It's Dr. Spider-Man it was. No, no, it wasn't.
I don't know
to be fair, I don't know what my doctor's name is.
What, Mr. Spider-Man?
No. My doctor at Harrogate Clinic is called Dr. Shave Cox.
Is it?
That's no word of a lie.
And he comes, you're saying?
No.
When you go to see him?
No, honestly, Dr. Shave Cox.
Wow.
Yeah, C-H-A-V-E-C-O-X.
Wow, that's...
But his son actually, this might be libelous, actually, to be fair, but his son did bit someone's nose off.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. Cool. I'm not going to be... Basically, if you've got a second name, Shave Cox, you're probably going to get a lot of shit. And the only way to sort of deal with that shit is to bite someone's nose off, which is what I should have done to those kids. Should we have a song?
You sure.
Go!
that's my good friends, the Tangerines.
Do you know them?
That's a lie. I know one of them, Ricky.
Oh, I know Ricky.
Yeah, I know. We both know him.
I'm cool.
Hurrah. Right.
Yay!
Richard, what have you been up to?
Right, well, what have I been up to? So, yeah, I said goodbye to the girlfriend I've not mentioned. So she went off. Feeling pretty heartbroken, to be honest. Yeah. In a bit of pain.
Yeah, but that's been washed away, isn't it, by the free bus journey.
Free bus journey from Islington to Old Street. Boom. Over it. Completely fine.
You went the other way around, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, the other way. But anyway, yeah. So I don't want to go on about that.
Get bogged down the logistics.
Just go on about that bus journey again.
No.
I've got to get over it. So yeah, I went to, so obviously left on Sunday, so we spent Saturday going to an exhibition on consciousness. Like, you know, all about the brain. It's quite fascinating, all this stuff, isn't it? Like, I thought it was going to be like the science museum. So she said, let's go to the Wellcome Museum. You like stuff like that, Richard? I was like, cool, that's nice. She thought, what would Richard like to do? Let's go to this. So I went along.
Thoughtful.
Fucking boring, right? So not boring, just like lots of reading. So she likes to stand there and, like, you know, read what's going on at the side of, like, whatever the bit of art is. I'm like, yeah. I didn't come here to read. I'll just sit at home and watch the internet if I'm going to read stuff.
Yeah,
I wanted to, like, have like a ball with some lightning in it or something, or you know,
a
human brain in a jar where I can see and go, what the fuck?
That's good.
But no, none of that. Just like drawings of brains, like explanations. Like, I was like, oh, I can't be asked to. I just walked around. Like, I tried to let it be known that I was, like, you know, pretty fed up within about a minute.
I reckon that. That'd be pretty easy to tell.
Yeah, I was just sort of looking at a wall, pretended to look at a fire extinguisher. I was like, oh, is that not something to do with it? Okay, fine.
Yeah.
And then, anyway, so then I said, I made a lie up, said I'm off to the toilet, went to buy a bag of crisps, ate those, came back in. She was still looking at, like, she was only on, like, item number 3. I was like, oh my God, I can't do. And everyone walks around, lots of pottering going on. Like, just
very
quiet.
Quietly, yeah, I know.
Oh my God, come on, dudes.
But I'm surprised that you let her be able to read, because, like, anytime I try and read something, it's just literally like you're in my ear.
No,
like,
no,
the whole time. It's impossible. I can't get like a minute's peace.
Well, what am I supposed to do if you're reading?
What? Well, just entertain yourself.
Well, then I'll be
look
forced
at a fire extinguisher like you were doing.
Right, I might do that then.
Yeah,
you get one in your house and I'll stare at that when you want quiet time.
Richard, the fire extinguisher.
Exactly.
Just point to that. Don't say anything.
No words.
But just, don't let it off.
Yeah. So I did that. So anyway, eventually I was within half an hour and I kept sort of like, you know, thing when you raise your eyebrows, could you keep making eye contact? But it's quiet, so you.
What, to who?
To her, to Kirsty. Like,
oh, to her.
Yeah, she was doing like, oh, it's interesting. This, and I was doing the.
Should we get off?
Exactly. So then eventually she went, oh, look at this, is interesting. I went, yeah, I saw that. She went, no. Have you read the bit? I was like, no, of course I haven't. And anyway, it was a guy. So this guy had done loads of work with, you know, being able to communicate with vegetables, like not vegetables, like people in vegetative estates.
Oh right.
Not like some guy, like some sort of vegetable mind.
I thought it was like Dr. Dolittle, but with like fruit and
with
veg.
Broccoli. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he basically. Because you know when you're locked in, you've got none of your body works, but your brain is still active. They didn't know how to tell. So basically, he came up with this thing where they've got this guy that's on the screen, and because I just thought it was a boring little short film. I was like, oh, this is boring. But basically, because the guy wasn't doing anything, he was laid there. basically, they hook your brain to monitors, and they said to him, think of tennis if you can understand it. And he thought of it in their brain. Beep, went, oh, he's alive in there.
What, it went bing. Bong,
yeah,
bing,
you could see his
bong,
brain.
Bing,
yeah.
Like the sort of.
Yeah, exactly.
Dirty love.
Ooh, bing bong. Yeah, picture of Hedman came up. so they could see, like, oh my God, he can see it because they need to choose part of the brain. So that's pretty amazing, isn't it? Imagine
that's
that. Like,
yeah.
Because he couldn't even. But then I was thinking, oh, he must have been like, yes, but he couldn't even go, yes. So he just had to sort of like.
He's going bing again.
Yeah, exactly. Bing. But like,
if you're happy, make the noise of bing in your mind.
Make the sound bing, but visualize bing. But anyway, the thing I was thinking was like
Chandler just pops up, our friend. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, exactly. Going, really? But yeah, imagine if you were. Because I was thinking, what if you have a bad imagination? Like, if they said, look, picture a tennis match, and the guy's like, I can't. No, exactly. But what he's thinking, I can't. So they might look at that and go, yeah, the experiment doesn't work. Shut it down.
Yeah. I've got a bad imagination. I thought it was a terrible one.
Yeah.
This is the thing that this links into something that you cut me off about 2 weeks ago. Do you remember? Oh. Like my new resolution, right, is I'm worried that I've damaged my, like,
tennis skin
imagination zone, whatever you call
yeah,
it, in
right.
my brain. So, like, as a test, like, what I'm trying to do, like, basically, I can't picture stuff in my head. So if anyone can phone in and help me or email in or whatever, basically, what I'm trying to do for a new resolution is to try and know. Just tell me if, like, okay, shut your eyes, close your eyes, and picture a tennis ball.
Yeah.
And if you can see it, if you can visualise the tennis ball in front of you, please email in, because I can't do that. And it's frightening me.
Okay, fine.
And I've even bought a tennis ball to stare at before I close my eyes at night. Like, just look at it for about 5 minutes, close my eyes, and see if I can just see it.
Try and burn it into your retina?
Yes.
And you still can't?
Well, I lost the tennis ball. so I can't do that. But like, I bought it, in, you know, and with the implication to do that. But
you can't even look at it in real life now.
It rolled away.
I've never heard of a man so stressed out because he can't picture a tennis ball. That's a man. I need help. Yeah. I'm trying. My life's going down a shit. I can't even picture a tennis ball. Oh, God.
That's a final straw. But, yeah, I was going to ask Dean Burnett, the idiot brain bloke who was on 2 weeks ago.
We'll get him back in.
We'll have to get...
ask Matt if he's got any tips, the doctor.
Yeah, we've got a doctor coming up soon, very soon.
Another thing I was thinking, right, about this... This brain thing, which was like, because it's a bit like, I think it's a bit like Ghostbusters. Because imagine, you know, if you were there and you were the guy who is in the vegetative state, imagine you're there, the pressure of like, your wife's around, your kids are there, and they go, look, because they can see into your brain, just picture this. And it's like, you might be thinking, oh my God, please don't picture anything sexual. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then as soon as you try not to, you picture it more. And then his wife and kids go, oh, shield your eyes, kids.
Yeah, it's like Ghostbusters when Ray Stantz pictures a marshmallow man.
Yeah, just popped in there.
Yeah.
I don't want to think that, but you can't explain yourself. Like, I didn't mean to, because I'm in a vegetable state.
I know. I've had that before, but when I was a kid, I used to think, shit, people can read my minds. And I thought, right, okay, like I'm certain the teacher or one of my mates is reading my mind right now. Like, I could just don't think of anything dodgy or weird. And I would automatically think of dodgy, weird stuff.
Just sit there going bright red, and they're going, Wandy, why have you gone red? No, nothing.
Honestly, like, that happens a lot.
Really?
I'm not sure if they read my minds, but that me thinking it did.
What were you thinking? What were you thinking?
Just trying to think of non-sexy thoughts.
But you're thinking of more sexy thoughts.
Yeah.
So were you picturing something like the tennis ball?
Or? Well, no, there's like a girl I fancy called, I don't know, what's she called?
Go on.
Kate Williams, right? It's basically well, you know her?
No, just like, I don't know why.
Why did you say nice?
I was trying to go.
Anyway, basically, that was in primary school, so I was about 8. I was like, oh, yeah. And then I saw her like, sort of looking over. I was like, oh shit, she's reading my mind now. Like, don't picture her naked. I'm just like, picture her naked.
Oh, hang on.
What?
This is the one you tried to stick a pencil up her bum.
No, that wasn't me. That was someone else.
No, that was you.
That was Lee Mawson.
Oh, did you fantasise about it?
No. He told me, like, basically, this is a different point.
Braggart.
No, when you're a kid, like, you don't really know what sexual feelings are, and you don't really know how to do it and stuff. You know, like, if you're 5 or 6 or 7, like, you don't really know the workings of how it works and stuff.
Well, so, but you know, mate, not to use a pencil, surely.
Well, no, this kid didn't, right? So basically, right, he was like, oh, look at that, Katie, I can't remember what her name was. Katie Whiteface or something. Katie Whitehead or something.
Okay,
right?
Fine.
Oh, I'd love to stick a pencil up her bum.
Really?
And I was like, yeah, I know what you mean, but I didn't know what you meant. I don't understand.
I know what you mean, mate. We've got the same thing. We've got the same We're the same, me and you, yeah? We've got to stick together. Oh, my God. Yeah, but that's,
anyway,
maybe it's like, sometimes, maybe, you know, when you watch things like, I don't know, there'll be something like Lethal Weapon, and there'll be like a scene where we'll go, hey, they'll all be in the changing room, and someone will go, hey, just because you ain't got no lid and a pencil. And then you'll think, like, how do you use a pencil, do you?
I use a pencil, that's what you do.
I've been using my penis like an idiot. I get this now. So the penis is for drawing. I see.
Oh, right, is it 2BHP? What do you use?
Right, okay, fine. Yeah, sorry, silly me.
I get it now.
I wonder if Darren Brown's against this technique anyway. Do you reckon he's like cheating?
What, the pencil technique?
No, he's probably quite into that, actually.
What?
But no, sorry. But basically, you know the thing when they look into your brain and see what's going on in there?
Yeah.
Tricky's like, that's cheating, those.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, no, bullshit.
Nah.
Get these machines off him.
Yeah, he's cheating. It's like the flipping taxi drivers and the Uber. Like, yeah. Uber, like, don't use, they use sat-nav and stuff, don't they?
Yeah, he's very much like
you don't want to use that.
Yeah, he's like a taxi, like a mind driver. Taxi driver.
Yeah.
Weird.
Right, we have a song. So,
oh.
Are we?
Yeah, great, good for me.
You sound surprised.
What we got?
Tank fly, boss walk, jam, nitty gritty. You're listening to the boy from the big bad city. This is Jam Hot. This is Jam Hot.
Time.
nitty gritty. You're listening to the boy from the big bad city. This is Jam Hot. This is Jam Hot.
Just be good to us. It's Richard and Andy on.
Oh my god, that was very unlike you.
Just be good to us.
Oh god.
Right.
Oh
news.
No.
Oh, is it news or what are we up to? Right, Richard. I'll tell you what I've been up to this week.
Go on.
I've been watching Moonwalker.
Oh
yeah.
Is that it?
That's
okay,
it.
Well, go on.
For the whole week.
I'm not
yeah,
saying for
but ages. It's yeah, but I mean, like, to be fair. It was. I was watching the first half hour. I thought this was amazing. This is brilliant. After about half an hour, I switched off. Got a bit bored.
So you didn't even watch the whole thing?
No, I watched the whole thing, but my brain wasn't there.
With your eyes
but
closed.
My eyes were there, and my body was there.
Okay, fine.
But like, I just brought back lots of things I used to do as a child.
Oh, go.
Right. Okay. So like. I used to put plasters on my fingers, ends of my fingers.
Yes.
Because Michael Jackson had that.
Yeah.
No explanation why. I don't know if he bit his nails or what.
I think he had like some sort of manky nail disease.
Oh, did he?
Or could it be to like hide the fingerprints?
Hmm? Oh, on a boy's... What?
Well,
no, we don't know that.
We don't know.
I don't think we should speculate about
this. I've always wondered that.
Yeah.
I went to meet someone the other day, actually, and weirdly, I had a plaster on my finger, and so did they, and we felt like some sort of Michael Jackson fanatics.
Didn't you?
Yeah, it was weird. Mm. Or like sort of two E.T. fanatics who have got carried away.
Yeah, they've done it too much.
Too much. We've got to stop reenacting the scene. Seriously, it's weird.
Yeah. But that was that. But also, this was another thing as well. Like, it wasn't like I don't think Michael Jackson did this in Moonwalk or anything, but did you ever used to, as a kid, put drawing pins in your heels of your shoes? So when they walked on the hallway, you'd like clack, ding, dong, ding.
Loved
dong,
it.
Ding.
Loved it.
And also, you could spin around on the spot a lot faster and easier.
Shoo.
Yeah.
Oh, so basically, if you put like, sometimes. I used to like pop about, and I'm not joking, like 50 in there, and then like get a good bezel upon a carpeted area, and then it's like.
Did you?
Yeah.
So you'd have to do the heels and the soles.
Heel on the sole, yeah. You basically cover your whole thing, and you have to pull out all the things from the side. Also, you're sort of you're a bit rebellious because you're taking down people's work, just about.
And then some shit drawings.
Yeah,
put it on your
exactly.
Shoes.
Some sort of I don't know. Maths or whatever that saddo stuff is, but you know, needs must, you know.
What? Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what's more important, someone's work that they're gonna sort them out for the rest of their lives with,
yeah,
or me skidding across a floor?
Yeah, it's obviously you, isn't it?
In my kicker boots.
Yeah. But it was it's good, isn't it?
Like a little Michael Flatley.
What? Oh yeah, yeah.
It's quite good.
But it's like, well, I mean, have you seen it recently, Moonwalker?
No, but I saw bits, but I started crying. Like, it brought back too many powerful emotions for me.
Really?
I used to, like, literally, I was obsessed. And I just remember thinking, I'm a bit like him. And like, I used to basically lock myself in the front room, shut the door, say, Mum! And she'd be like, what? Just check in, shut the door, shut the curtains, put the light on, get my little shades on, get like my denim shirt like he used to, little pull my yank my little sort of trousers up and just dance my little socks off like Billy Elliot or something, but like with platters on his fingers.
I've got a like a home video of me in a Liverpool strip. Do you know, like in...
I don't
remember
Michael Jackson wearing that.
No. It was in one of the deleted scenes. But like, it was him dressed as him. No, basically, like, what I did was, like, I think I'm playing some board game. It's my party, my brother's party or something. I'm just showing off, like...
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know, but it's really embarrassing, honestly. Like, basically, you know that the bit in Bad when the kid... Like, basically, so there's a kid in the kid gang and stuff, and he's pretending, like, little baby Michael, isn't he? Small Michael.
Yeah, when grabs...
And, yeah, he grabs around and he grabs his nuts and he goes,
oh!
And falls to the floor.
Yeah,
me doing that.
When he goes, in the bad,
it's really, really, really embarrassing.
I was so jealous of that little kid, man.
Yeah.
What's his name again? Ashley or something? Because he had that sort of, like... He was like a black version of Corey Haim. His tongue didn't quite fit his mouth. He'd sort of stare at stuff and that sort of... He's like, his tongue was, like, quite big.
Like
Jamie Oliver, yeah, like a small black Jamie Oliver,
right?
In Cuban heels and with his hand on his crotch. But yeah, because I remember the other day, actually, I was dressed in this outfit and I realised it's really weird seeing Michael Jackson. Is it the beginning of Bad when he's not quite turned into funky Michael Jackson yet, but he's in the car park and he's got like a hoodie on? It's weird seeing Michael Jackson in civilian clothing. At the beginning of Bad, I think he has a hoodie and like a sort of a normal jacket when they first meet in the car park.
The beginning of Bad's like literally just all his music videos.
No, Beginning of Bad when he meets Wesley Snipes.
Oh, sorry, no music. I was thinking of Moonwalker, sorry.
Yeah.
Beginning of Bad.
Beginning of Bad when he's like, he's in the car park and he's looking at Wesley Snipes and Wesley Snipes goes, "Who's bad?" And they're looking at each other and he's sort of like, and they have a standoff and he does a dance.
Oh, shit, do you know what? I haven't seen Bad for ages. I've just seen the kid version.
Oh, okay, right. Your mind's been
a bit. And the Weird Al Yankovic version as well.
Oh, yeah. We'll forget that then.
Yeah.
But yeah, Moonwalker's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't amazing, but it was at the time because all you wanted at that age was to see Michael Jackson videos.
I know.
At that point, we weren't thinking.
I know, they're all together.
Pardon?
All the videos were just together. You're like,
yeah, exactly.
One handy place.
But that's what you wanted. It wasn't like, but the narrative in this is not a good narrative. Listen, like,
I know, and it isn't a good narrative either, to be fair.
And a man has just turned into a car.
That was the best bit.
That was amazing.
Honestly, I'm so jealous of him.
It's almost,
it's like, not even a shit one car, right? It's an amazing car.
It's like got solar panels on it. It's the most sick. They basically just made you have gone, right, okay. What do kids like? They like Michael Jackson. They like leather jackets.
Like people that turn into cars.
People that turn into cars, exactly. But the cars must be streamlined, totally streamlined.
Yeah.
And like, what's that bit about with the rabbit where he's sort of like, you know, speed demon.
Yeah,
he puts like a rabbit head on and just starts... He's suddenly on a motorbike.
I don't understand that. Like, that's one very, very scary bit. And also, it scared me, like, when I watched it on Sunday. Basically, the bit when... Exactly. There's a bit, right? So, basically, I think it's a Universal lot. It's some sort of movie lot.
Yeah.
And all these, like, what they call tourists who are, like, big plastic faces, plasticine faces. They suddenly see Michael, and they go, "It's Michael!" The face is completely... It's really scary.
Yeah. It's got that sort of Cabbage Patch vibe.
Yeah.
Michael! And it sort of, like, freakishly scares, like... It's like a sort of a pleasant version of... Remember in The Devil... What's that thing with Keanu Reeves and... what's his name? Keanu Reeves and Al Pacino. The devil, when he goes...
Devil's Advocate.
And you know when the two women sort of look, the seductive ones, and some of their faces go...
Yeah.
It's like that, but like with a fat boy.
Yeah, exactly. Or in like Lord of the Rings, when like Bilbo like goes, "Give me the ring!"
Yes, exactly, exactly. Like possessed.
Yeah, it's frightening.
Wow.
They made me a bit pretty sorry for Michael.
Yeah.
Because that's what is my... I mean, that is... He must have taken LSD or something to see that. But, like, you know, like, there's loads of people who were, like, just screaming Michael, and it must have been pretty frightening for little Michael.
Yeah. He wasn't so little then, was he?
No, he's quite
40.
A big one, isn't he? Big Michael. But still, Big Michael might have been frightened.
Yeah, Big Mike.
Still frightening. A shitload of people chasing you.
Yeah, especially when they look like that.
Yeah.
And animated.
Exactly.
Jesus
Christ.
Wonder
who put a rabbit's head on.
But then, he can turn into a car, so that's pretty scary for the person looking at
exactly,
that.
Exactly, I know, that's a good point.
Mom, I just saw a man turn into a car! Stop lying, get to your bed!
Yeah.
I mean, swear to God, Michael Jackson just turned into a car. No, he didn't.
No, he just turned into a very sorry.
Yeah. If he had, it would have been safer for us all.
It would have been, yeah. But that's the thing, we don't know, do we? I don't want to...
Imagine seeing a car go past with little platters on its wheels.
Yeah.
You'd know it's him. Where's Michael gone?
Yeah.
I don't know. What's that car? Are there with plasters on it and like curly hairdo?
Or like a paedophile car with kids trapped inside.
Exactly. That's why the windows were blacked out on that thing.
Yeah, maybe. No, this is the thing.
We love Michael Jackson, by the way.
Yeah, we both love Michael Jackson, and also there's something that Justin Bieber said, and that's another man who we've got like we cut quite a lot of slack for, I guess.
Yeah, we like the guy, don't we?
Yeah, but he was saying, look, he's speculating himself, but the reason he thinks that Michael Jackson hung out with kids is because kids are innocent and kids don't want anything from you. Yeah. Like Justin Bieber said, it's really cool to hang out with kids because everyone else in this world see him for something and want something from him. But kids, they don't want anything. They just want to be your mate.
That's good. Yeah, they don't have a sort of, what's the thing, a monetary value or think, wow, I can get something from this. They just that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's why the Corey Feldman documentary, autobiography, everyone should read that, by the way, it's wicked. He's saying he's on the Warner Brothers lot and Michael Jackson turns up and they become best friends. And this is at the height of the Jacko fame. And this is when he was his biggest fan, he's dressed like him and they become best friends. Can you imagine what that was like?
Mm.
Wow.
Amazing.
We're quite good with Bieber, aren't we? We're sort of empathetic. Because me and Andy are quite good at being without blowing our own trumpets, look, no, it's no one's fault why they are the way they are. Do you know what I mean? It's sort of you've been made into that. Because I was actually thinking about this weirdly about myself. Because the other day, it was when I was at the Brain, after I was at the Brain exhibition, I suddenly thought, because free will is this thing, there's no such thing as, we don't have thoughts, your brain has thoughts and you just think they're yours. But your brain just throws up thoughts all the time. Your brain goes, oh, you're hungry now. And you go, I'm hungry. But that's not you going, I'm hungry. My brain, I've realised, is an arrogant pig.
Mm.
But I'm not. But the brain is an idiot.
Yeah.
And basically, I just remembered a thought that I had. I remember when David Walliams split up with Lara Stone, that supermodel?
Yep.
I remember, my brain did this thing when I read it in the paper and I was like, oh God. And I was like, oh my God. Whew. And I sort of had this weird little panic, right, make sure you don't sleep with her because it's going to ruin our career. I was like, yeah, cool, cool, in my head. And I thought, who the hell do you think you are to be thinking that? As if you better watch out because she's going to be on you.
Yeah, and you're gonna, so calling day and night, and you're going to be going to succumb to it. Gone.
Yeah, even if she tries, you've got to say no. You've got to be very strong-willed, Richard, and don't even get drunk because you might accidentally this is never going to happen.
Bloody hell. Why would that damage your career anyway?
Just because I thought Walliams might go, oh, is that the guy who slept with my ex-wife? Right, he is not going to make it in the comedy world.
Bloody hell.
I know.
Are you friends with her on Facebook?
No, I've never met the woman. I don't know who the hell she is. It just
Jesus
seemed
Christ.
Whew, little pang of, whew, that was close call there. That was close and nearly just...
No wonder you're deeply paranoid, flicking, wreck.
Yeah.
You're worrying about shit like that.
Scared I might accidentally sleep with Angelina Jolie or something.
Exactly.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Right, we're having a song.
Right.
Chrissy behind, it's fine all of the time. Like sex on the beaches. What else is in the teachers of peaches? Huh, what? Sucking on my titties like you wanted me. Calling me all the time, that Bondi. Check out my Chrissy behind, it's fine all of the time. What else is in the teachers of peaches? Like sex on the beaches, the best. Sucking on my
titties like you wanna be calling me all the time like Blondie. Check out my Chrissy behind, it's fine all of the time. Like sex on the beaches. What else is in the teachers of peaches, huh? What? Fuck the pain away. 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 Fade away, fuck the 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 fade away.
That was Peaches with Fuck the Pain Away. It's International Women's Day.
A woman, Peaches.
Yep.
That was
Yeah, normally playing no women on this show.
Yeah.
This time we let one slip through.
Yeah, well done. Well
no,
done,
not really.
Well done, women. Well done, women, for everything. And to mums.
I think that you're now talking about my Spice Girl, like, movie idea.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It should come out on International Women's Day.
It shouldn't have come out.
Next year.
No,
yes, I can write up in about 3 weeks, I reckon.
It's an insult to women.
Get into production. It's not an insult to women. What are you talking about?
If you're a woman, you'd be like, get me a penis quickly.
Why?
Yeah, it was not a good idea for a film.
It's a very good idea. It's not. Why is it insulting to women?
It just seemed a little bit like...
It's girl power. It was a girl power movie.
Well, let's send it to Mark Commode and see if we get a tweet back.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay, fine.
Fine.
Right, okay, it's news.
Oh,
the part of the show where we say some news.
Yeah, go on. You tell your news and
all right,
I'll...
sure. I've got some big news for you. This just in.
Okay.
Salma Hayek's dog didn't deserve painful death.
It didn't?
The actress hits out a person who killed a beloved Mozart. The dog's called Mozart.
Oh, right, I was going to say. I thought it was a completely irrelevant thing then.
Which she personally delivered from its mother's womb.
Never?
Yep.
What, like James Herriot?
Exactly.
Wow.
In All Creatures Great and Small. Yeah. Right, a programme that like literally nobody ever watched. It's from the 80s. Yeah. Right, actress Salma Hayek has been mourning the death of a dog which was shot dead on a ranch in Washington State.
Oh!
It's not known who carried out the attack a week ago, but Hayek said she hoped they would be brought to justice. That in a post on Instagram, she said the 9-year-old canine known as Mozart never strayed away and never bit or attacked anyone. And the Mexican-American star added, he didn't deserve a slow and painful death.
No, he didn't.
Hayek, 49, described him as a most loving and loyal companion and said she had personally delivered him out of his mother's womb. She wrote it in the Instagram post, which was in English and Spanish. I haven't posted for a week as I've been mourning the death of my dog Mozart, who I personally delivered from his mother's womb. Actually, I don't know why I even read this out. It's just a bit depressing.
Oh, it didn't go anywhere.
That's it.
There's no funny ending or anything.
No.
Oh, okay.
That's it. Just a depressing story about Salma Hayek's dog dying.
I'm trying to think if there's any relevance. Well, she's a woman.
Exactly, International Women's Day.
Happy, you know, she's a very hard time for it at the moment. So happy Women's Day. Your dog's dead, but you are a woman, which is good today.
Yeah.
Tomorrow...
It doesn't say if the dog's a woman or not. But it might have been a woman as well.
Well, I hope not, because it's going to miss out. It's got one less day to celebrate being itself.
You're right. And Mother's Day. We come on Sunday. Oh. Anyway, but this brings me to another piece of news.
Oh, wow.
Is a bit more...
More than that?
Yeah, you've already got the Salma Hayek dog thing.
Whoa,
right, now we've
wait.
Got another thing. Richard, right? Mother's Day, that happened on Sunday, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah. I think you might have a bone to pick with your mother. I don't know if you bought her a present. I'm assuming you didn't, because I know you.
I'm going to surprise you, actually.
You did?
Yep.
What did you get? It must have been pretty cheap.
Actually, it was. It was a... it was a... remember the Bill Bryson book?
Yeah.
I looked at that in the house?
Yeah.
Found a cheap, brattered version of that.
But cheap what?
A cheap sort of used version of that on Amazon.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
So, Bill Bryson book. If you've given birth to me, that's the sort of thing you can expect in the post. You know, you've had like 30 years of hell.
Yeah.
You bore me.
Well,
but
Richard,
it's all been worth it for a £6 book.
Well, Richard, I think you might be taking that book back because I found out a bit of information which will make you livid.
I was going to do that anyway, but go on. Take the book back.
Right. Okay, look, you know, like you've got a head shaped a little bit like an egg.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Well, no, you said it just before yourself. I'm not.
Yeah,
just
I have. Yeah. Okay. Fine. My skull is slightly egg shaped.
Yeah.
Look at it closely in photos because it might look even more so.
That's why he's not bald. That's why, he doesn't got like a, you know, Jason Statham cut.
Exactly. If my hair falls out, I am.
He's
done.
Screwed.
I am done.
He's gonna get. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. So basically, look. Your mum is. I think your mum is a deeply mean woman. I think she's
really?
What she's done is tantamount to child abuse.
Come on.
Or at least neglect.
Okay, what's she done?
It's basically right.
I've always said this. I've always said I'm a mess because of these people.
Yeah. Well, this is it, right?
Okay.
So basically, you've got an odd-shaped head. Yep. What if I told you your mum could have sorted this out at birth, but she couldn't be asked?
Don't, mate.
Right, okay, look. Basically, archaeologists had undiscovered, discovered skulls, right, in the desert in Australia.
they found out less than they did before.
And okay. Information got blown away.
Shit.
No, but they've undiscovered it, right? So basically, is in Australia, in Cahuna, in Victoria, Australia, in 1925, they found a skull. It was elongated. Right, and anyway, to cut a long story short, what people do, what tribes people have done, and certain tribes and stuff, is at birth, like the baby's head is very, very soft and malleable.
Yeah.
Right, so the tribes people have been like, sort of like used like putty, sort of moulding the heads into certain shapes and stuff.
What? Why?
Just because it looks cool or something.
Why did you get a pottery wheel? Why did they have to... What, their own children?
Yeah.
What, like, say, hey, when it comes out, get it, right? It's so soft, you're all right, laugh with it. Look at the shape of this thing. Whey.
Yeah, like, to sort of, like, sausaging it out into, like, a long sort of shape.
That is child abuse.
Well, I know, but this is the thing. Basically, like, your mum could... either your mum's done that, which is child abuse, or your head started going egg-shaped and she just left it.
She could have put that into the perfect shape.
She could have sorted it out.
Like,
should I read a bit more about it?
Like, yes, please.
Okay, basically people discovered a skull. No, that's me. Artificial skull deformation is possible largely because of compromises deep in our evolutionary past. Humans and some of our great ape relatives, including the chimpanzee, have larger brains than we should for animals our size. Most of that brain growth occurs after humans and other apes are born, and the international growth spurt in the first few years of life is so rapid that young brains can grow faster than young bones. Consequently, not all the bones in the skull are fused together when we're born to allow the brain to push them apart as it expands. Our skull does not begin to fuse into a single solid unit until we're at least a year old. That gives your mum a year to fucking sort your head out.
Oh my god, she's telling me to sort my head out. I should say you should sort my head out. Do you know what I mean? You did this to the head.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow, so next time we see a baby, we go like, hold your baby? Oh, it's just 5 months old. Really?
Right, give it now.
If they
go
to the toilet,
fucking, yeah.
We can, like, for a joke, like, make its head into a funny shape, like, and then it'll come up in a bog. What the hell?
Why does it look like it's from cone heads now?
Yeah, exactly. Why is it in a box shape?
Yeah.
Can it go in any shape as well?
Well, it depends on it. I mean, like, you know, it's like getting a ball, like a plastic ball. You can't, like,
just
make some, like,
up.
Look at the fucking,
make like
you
a,
know, like, the... I mean, you can look like St. Paul's, but not any other cathedrals.
You make it look like a wizard.
Yeah.
But with, as if, like, that's what, or like Bart Simpson's head, so it's already long.
Yeah, with little spikes on it.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing. But what I think you should do is phone your mum up and have a go at it live on air.
What, for making my head the wrong shape?
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's probably more things I could probably like have a go at. Yeah, and also this is a bit weird.
it's pretty low down on the list actually. To be fair, things you've done to me.
Yeah, I put a hat on that.
Yeah.
But like, it's more the brain that's underneath it that I need help with.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
but let's do that,
I disagree. I think it's that as well.
You think my main problem is the shape of my head?
Yeah, I think that's the root of all your problems, mate.
Actually, it is actually because I'm a narcissist.
Yeah.
I can deal with like the trauma inside, but like if it don't look right, I don't like it, do I?
No.
Anyway.
Right, so. What's your news?
My news, I've...
You're actually genuinely depressed.
Well, I've just suddenly now become very aware of the shape of my head.
No, look, it's fine, honestly.
Is it?
Yeah, you've got hair to cover it.
Yeah, but that's going to be going soon. Anyway, we're going to be chatting to a doctor about that. I'm going to be finding out all about that. So basically, what news have I got? Well, I couldn't really find anything. There's nothing that really got my... grabbed me by the bollards, but I did find... basically, Angelina Jolie's son has apparently waded into the... whole debate about what they're called, migrants or whatever.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Wade into that thing. I was like, huh? How's he? He's only nine. He said like 9-year-old Shiloh wades into the debate. Anyway, basically, he just wore a jumper saying Einstein was a refugee.
Right.
So he didn't really wade in there. He just sort of like someone put a jumper on him, and he has no idea what it means.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's quite funny. There's a picture of him walking along in now in his outfit, and for some reason the Einstein jumper. But basically, his outfit for me, for me made me laugh. He's wearing an Einstein jumper, Ugg boots, and a Bible. He's walking along. I've never seen that combination before on a 9 year old.
He still looks, he looks pretty cool. He looks a lot like Brad, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. What a lucky little shit. That guy. See, I said this ages ago. An Einstein jumper, Ugg boots, and a Bible. That's a cracking look. He's going to have some fantastic genes. Now, his head shape. Now, his.
What?
That's good.
Yeah.
Look, but you wouldn't get Angelina Jolie letting that head go a weird shape.
Exactly. You just look like the baddie from Highlander.
I do.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
You know when he shaves his head? We know, we always say this. We don't. We'll tweet out a picture of the baddie from Highlander.
Yeah.
And to save you doing it.
And also Shiloh, Jolie Pitt.
Yeah.
If you want to, maybe we'll tag it like they do in the magazines. Like, if you want this look of the Einstein jumper, and probably have to go to Camden Market. Probably, I don't know, Ugg and a church.
Exactly, yeah.
In the same day. That'd be a hell of a day.
Right.
So that's my news. What else have we got? I think that's about it, isn't it?
Yeah, we're having a song?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's Foster the People.
Welcome back.
I need to drink. Oh, Jesus. Let's just carry on.
What, is this thing not working?
No, I just forgot to do one. Right. We're here with Matthew
Hutchinson. Hello. Doctor Matthew. Is that your, like, title?
That is my title, yes.
Wow.
Being a doctor.
Are you brought his mic up?
Yep.
Welcome.
Yep.
So, you're going to be here. So, where do I start? I mean, I feel like we should really start with this whole NHS budget.
Maybe introduce Matthew.
Yeah, okay. Well, give us a bit of breakdown. Give us a bit of a breakdown of yourself.
A breakdown of myself?
Yeah, yeah. So how long have you been studying for? And how long did you... practicing?
I studied for 6 years, and I've been working for the last four in an unnameable London hospital. I'm not going to be too specific about...
We'll make your voice go like that.
Yeah, exactly.
One. Okay, fine. It's like...
Why is it bad there?
No, it's just more, you know, I don't want anything I say today.
Okay.
It's a shame. Show me a negative light. Okay. Get struck off.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Aren't you all getting struck off soon?
Oh, you know. We'll talk about that later.
Okay, fine. So, yeah, and we're in a climate now where the NHS is collapsing or something, isn't it?
Roughly speaking. I mean, I wouldn't put it that badly, but it's under threat.
It's under threat. But what is more importantly under threat is my health.
Yeah,
right,
yes.
So let's get into this. Now, every week there's some sort of different ailment which I've got, which I have.
And also, you call me a hypochondriac as well. Like, I mean, I need to make that clear.
Well, let's see now. We've got a doctor in the place. So let's see who's actually a hypochondriac and who is actually... sick. Now, Matthew,
do you want me to rate your hypochondria at the end?
Yeah, that'd be exciting.
But I'll tell you what if you say I'm a hypochondriac, I'm gonna say where you work. How's that? No, joking.
I haven't told you in real life as well as on the air where
damn
I work.
So,
you make it up, and then those people will be affected.
You don't know. It's like a Russian roulette.
You're affecting the end of the outcome of the test.
Sorry, I'm joking.
Yeah, this is very good insight into scientific protocol there, Andy.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. I knew that.
If you're going for teachers, you know.
Well done. Okay, right. Listen.
It's a gold star.
Right. Already got a gold star.
Matthew, what is wrong with me?
I mean, you're going to have to give me some symptoms.
Okay, fine. So, first of all, the things that are annoying me at the moment. What's this thing here on there? Right, there's a lump.
By the way,
listen, I'll tweet it.
This has already been diagnosed.
No, it hasn't. Not properly. But they've got it wrong because it's been for 3-4 weeks
now.
Okay,
sure.
There's something on my jaw, right? And every morning I wake up and I can squeeze stuff out of it. Yeah.
You're pointing to that spot.
Yes, but now come here. Now come here. What is good? Right, watch this. Ready? Can I?
Okay, which is squeezing spot like an air.
Think about it's on your face, yeah? It's where you shave.
No, I don't, but I purposely haven't shaved with a proper wet razor for like 10 years because I get spots.
But you still shave something over the top of it, so it's still just where there's...
Yes, no, but listen, Matthew, listen. It's got a hard lump in it, and why is it not going away for 4 weeks? Tell me that.
Because if you keep getting the same inflammation in the same area, then it can get more sort of, you know...
infected.
All right, fine. Touch it then, if you're saying it's fine. Right, feel that. That is hard lump. That is... I know what a spot is because I'll pop it. And if I try to pop that spot that now, yeah? Nothing comes out. It just gets harder and painful. Why?
It's probably just a chronically infected spot.
Well, how do I get rid of it? Why aren't these gimps giving me some medication for it then? How do I get rid of that? I want that gone in 3 days. Now I'm going to go mental. How do I get rid of that?
You haven't brought this medication with him for a start. And
where's my medicine, Matthew?
Why is three days?
You should have phoned ahead.
Yeah.
Can you get me something for that? Because I would be so happy. I like myself at the moment apart from this.
Just stop shaving where that is at all. With the dry shaver.
Listen, then I'll have a lump with some hair on it.
Grow a beard for a while and give it a bit of rest.
Right.
Even if you're putting a dry shaver over that, that's still going to...
Are you serious? Are you telling me? Right, okay, I'll tell you what. Right, let's test. If I come back in a week, I'm not going to touch that for a week now, yeah? If I come back next week, we'll take another photo of it. If it ain't gone down, something's going to happen to you.
Something's going to happen. I'm going to get investigated.
Yeah, exactly.
For misdiagnosing you on this. On a frothy radio show.
Exactly.
On a Tuesday evening.
Because look. What's this then? Another same thing.
It's another spot.
But what? Okay, I don't know.
You can't go, you're wasting Matthew's time.
No, Matthew, I'm serious. Touch that. Right, it's a hard thing. Nothing comes out. You can't spot. What is that? Now you know that's some sort of like
Rich,
boil.
If you were like sort of 14,
it's a bit of a soft tissue infection, so it could be a bit like a boil.
Right, okay.
A boil, like the bloke out of British Empire got.
Oh mate, you're saying me like a freak. I'm a hunky sexy man.
Yeah, exactly. You're gradually descending into Quasimodo territory.
Exactly, like a skinny Quasimodo.
Jesus,
I don't want that. So tell me how to get rid of that.
I mean, if it doesn't look that badly infected at the moment. If it got really bad, you could take some antibiotics, but I'm reluctant to suggest that.
Right, no, I want to do that. Whatever it is that has to get rid of that, I'll do that. Sorry, I spent enough time on my spots. Okay, fine.
Like, some people take antibiotics for their spots if they're particularly bad. Like, I wouldn't say yours are bad enough at the moment.
Roaccutane, stuff like that.
Roaccutane's not an antibiotic, but some yeah, that and other things people take for.
Well, I'm going to write me a list. And I'm going to take
write
it
you a list.
Yeah.
A list of demands for your GP.
That's been enough time spent on spots, right?
Well, there's this thing here, right? I'm going to show you. Right,
that's feel your spot
this.
Again.
No, feel right. Feel those lumps.
That feels like a lymph node.
Yeah, what's that all about? I want that cut out.
You've got inflamed cutting out. It's part of your.
Yeah, you need that.
Yeah, they're part of your body's immune system.
What? So that fights the other spot.
Yeah, in layman's terms, yes, they're like spots that fight spots.
I can't win. I've been. This is ridiculous. There's
good
a war
spots
going
bad
on
spots.
For my body.
Your ugly spots.
Oh my
god, your body's
god.
A battleground at the
you
moment.
That's what's going on, right? Because I'm gonna. Would you mind, Matthew? Now we need
to build up to this. I'm sure you've got a few more things first. That's gonna be sort of like the big finale.
Go head down.
Okay, yeah, fine. Yeah. Okay, I'll tell you another thing.
Straight to the.
Tell me this, Matthew. We're gonna go head to balls. Head to balls.
Head to balls. So head to top to toe.
My hair. I think it might be falling out.
It looks pretty thick and lustrous to me.
This thing
always
me as well.
No, but no, because I know what it used to be. I'm living a lie. There's some sort of scam going on. I'm not going to let you in on it, but right. It feels thicker than it. It's not. I'm not wearing a wig, but like it feels. I feel like I've got little techniques which make it look thicker than it is. But yeah. Like I could make it look a lot worse. But like I feel.
Don't
like
say
it's
anything that's going to affect future castings, Rich.
Going to. I am 21 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
I am the new Harry Styles.
This hair is thick. Yeah. As a medical professional,
exactly.
It's like steel cable.
Exactly. I can play ages ranging from 18. Yeah, 45. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So basically, there's a lot of pills out there, yeah, in like Holland and Barrett. Do they do a damn thing?
The ones in Holland and Barrett probably don't. All the ones that work have the nasty side effect of making you impotent sometimes.
I don't mind that.
Oh, fine. So you want to pull with the hairstyle and then disappoint when you actually get them.
Yeah, exactly. Repercussions.
Exactly. Just getting to that point. I can't get to that point now, can I? With my stupid bald head. But like, so
I think on balance at the moment.
So do the pills in these like like you can buy, are they a complete waste of time?
Jim, you know, not wishing to call anyone a show. Charlatan or a quack, but
Holland and Barrett, you're both bastards.
Yeah, exactly. But a lot of the stuff, you know, supplements that you buy that you know aren't going to make a drastic difference to your hair. Mm. One thing I would say is if you tie your hair back really tight, you can get traction alopecia along the front of your hair.
But that's why I don't tie it back tightly. It has a nice little bit at the bumper at the front. You say
nice bit of give.
Yeah, like an onion.
What about if you wear a hat? Is that a myth and stuff or not?
I keep hearing different things about that, so I'm going to sit on the fence on that one. Theoretically, I'm sure it's possible.
Right,
I've been.
Also,
hat.
If you think about it, like pulling a hat, like a hat on and off, you'd more like to break your hair anyway because you're stressing it.
This is the thing that keeps happening. Basically, like I keep getting my hair caught. I got it caught in a door. It got caught in a tube door.
You had to stay on
front of the stop because I couldn't get it off.
Suffering.
It's horrible. And I got to the next stop and the door's open on the other side, so I had to go on the next one. I had to wait for two stops.
It's a door Duncan with a scarf.
Yeah. But there's that. But also, like, basically, like, the things keep getting pulled out. My girlfriend goes to hug me. Like, I'm like, get off. You just pull my hair out, you dick. And, like, literally.
So she's getting upset as well.
She's getting pissed off. She wants me to get my hair cut. But, like, is basically it getting pulled out? Is that going to prevent it from growing back again?
No, it'll just make you reset.
Oh, so it's not
But, I mean, obviously, if it pulls out from the root, then theoretically that could sort of, like, depends if it breaks off in the middle or...
Yeah.
But I'm not a trichologist. I'm sorry.
It's, like, outside of my...
Yeah, exactly. I'm useless to
it. What's a trichologist?
So, a doctor who specialises in hair.
Right. Okay, that's a hairdresser.
Adam, get him on the show next week. Trichologist.
Trichologist, please. So there's that. So my hair's not. There's nothing I can do. Basically, there's nothing I can do at the moment.
And at the moment, I think there's something you need to do.
Okay.
I mean, the illusion, if it is an illusion, is working perfectly.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. Because I brought in a picture of a BG once, and his hair looks way thicker than mine.
Yeah.
What was his name? But anyway, his hair was huge, and I was like, I want that. He looked like a sort of like
a lion,
a weird lion. Yeah. That's what I want. I want it to look like a lion.
Yeah.
I don't see what's so you know. Out of order about that.
So you brought in a picture of a lion to like Saks.
Yeah, a picture of Simba or something, and say, look, maybe look like that, a little doodle of a lion.
Okay. So any other ailments?
Well, I wouldn't mind. Well, I think
don't take your trousers off without asking him first.
I already did this earlier.
Okay.
It's fine, isn't it? You know, I've used to most things in my life.
Okay, look, I am going to get my bollards checked, Lavender, because I want to know that I'm fine.
You do know there's an open window. There,
lucky people,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
I'm getting my balls checked live.
You'll get papped.
But first, we're going to play a track first, and we're going to go to the ball check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. So it's who we are. Who are you listening to? Come on.
Huh?
Go on.
No, I was going to say, can I point out? I was promised gloves that I can't see anything.
No, we'll get you. Let's go to a track. We'll get you some gloves. We'll be back in a second.
Right, okay. Stay tuned live for the ball check.
Stay tuned for audio ball checking.
to rock Mac knowledge, knowledge is street astrologist. Light up the mic, guard knives, the block joints, the character points. Corolla, Motorola, holder, player guard, he pack over the shoulder. Chrome tanks, play it like Yanks, check the franchise. Front on my guys, my enterprise, last many lives. Lapel or fakes like reflectors. He has sugar in his ear in his last crack career. We can can him, manhandle him if you wanna run in his cribbo. Get ditto, skate like a limo, inject to the fly's estate. Relate, take a break, break down the ape and then wait. Drop it like Drake, thugs, they be bowing and screwing. We canoeing, claim they doing the same. We doing the union, it's the same style. Was a trainer boy, jump the turnstile. On the alley, try to challenge guard for the new bounce. Especially that aluminum bat in the act. Relax, laid back, sell a grenade a day. It pays black. The Mac 10 flex, white cats like Windex. Index, finger be sore, busting these fly spread. The Wally camp count, crazily grins. Provide plans, laying with my then my mans and Lex lands. We losing them. Jet to the stash and now Jerusalem. Abusing them, rocking his jewels like we using them. Low pro star, seven thick waves, rock polar. Roll with the older guard, build with the sun. Stop.
Presents
Joey Page.
Right. After that. So, and before that, you know, sometimes I like to chuck in a few facts. So, I've got three. These are really rude. So, this snail, a type of snail called abalones. Oh, no. They have five arseholes. A dragonfly's penis.
Oh, no.
Is in the shape of a shovel so it can scoop out their rival's sperm. A banana slug can be 6 to 8 inches long, but the slug's erect penis can be just as long. And it emanates from their head.
Every Wednesday,
Joey Page.
From 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Right, we're back.
Right.
Richard has his hands in his pants.
I've literally...
And he's been sniffing his fingers while touching his balls. What?
Listen, okay, I've just had to listen to Joey Page's voice while cupping myself, like, holding my own penis. Right, so I'm going to get my balls checked for cancer, live on air, because I'm willing to admit now I don't have cancer of the jaw. That's fine. That's a spot. And the other three things are spots as well. But this, I've never had this checked. So, Matt,
yeah.
Dr. Matt... What do you need from me?
I need you to get your balls out.
Okay.
Probably point out that, you know, us doing a testicular cancer check on National Women's Day, International Women's Day, is probably failing to engage.
Happy International Women's Day! I may become one very soon if this doesn't go well. So my balls out. If it looks now the pubic hairs, right, they may look slightly ginger. That is the lighting.
That is the lighting. Okay, I will give you that.
So
already for everything.
Listen. That is quite. That feels a little bit tender.
Okay.
That feels tender.
Oh God.
Are the balls ones out. By the way, I just wanted to narrating
look, they're on the table.
Oh my god. Okay, he's got them out. I can just see them on the table.
Okay, fine.
I
don't
want to wipe that bit.
Okay, fine. Go gentle, Matt. Go gentle.
Okay, Matthew is got the gloves on.
Right. Okay. Is anything abnormal so far?
Thus far, they look perfectly normal to me.
Yes, balls.
Well, no, so far.
Okay, fine.
Wait for it.
Oh, okay. It just feels. I've never had this before. Okay. Fine. Apart from. Oh, okay. Fine. It's okay. Oh, no. Don't twist them round.
I'm not twisting them.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. It's the doctor. Yeah. He's probably being pretty gentle.
I know, but it's an odd feeling for me. This. Right.
Okay.
Welcome back.
Everything feels entirely normal.
Yeah.
As far
yeah.
As I think is that sufficient?
Are you sure?
Yes. I mean.
So, what's your diagnosis, Doctor?
So, my diagnosis is normal, healthy testicles attached to a hypochondria.
Yay! High five for me!
Oh, no, actually, no.
Don't high five, Matt. Okay. So that's.
I'll take the gloves off.
So they're fine, are they? Yeah.
Yes.
Amazing.
I mean, I'm not a sexual health doctor, but as far as I'm aware, you know, those are perfectly normal.
No strange lumps or anything.
No.
Wow, this is great news.
Right, that would have been a pretty depressing show if we had the opposite
exactly.
news.
Yeah, that would have been awful.
We really had to go down from that to Dick Baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A solemn ball of Dick Baby. Yeah. So, Matt, get back on the mic.
I will.
Thank you for that. Now, can you please tell us what the hell is going on with the NHS? Now,
it's time
to get serious now and your gloves with my ball juice on there.
Time for me to get on a soapbox.
Yeah. Do you want to sit on your little seat? I'll sit on a seat and you sit on a seat.
Yeah, right. We can, you know.
Let's discuss.
Let's get serious.
David Cameron's Britain. Is it his?
Is it his?
I don't know.
You thought it was Tony Blair until about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
I mean...
Go.
I don't know if it's his, but he's currently the Prime Minister, if that's what
is now, Matthew, but is the guy a Burke?
The guy is... I mean, I'm not going to come down too politically, but...
Okay.
Yes.
It's okay. I'm
allowed to be political.
Please do. Because I'm not going to lie to you. I can get swept away with stuff very easily. But all I'm seeing is like bad posts from people. But obviously, we have sort of left wing friends and we have like people who are Labour supporters. I don't really have many Conservative friends, do we? So I don't know what the deal is. But you obviously are a doctor, so it's affecting you. So what the hell's going on?
Yeah, so doctors are pretty unhappy at the moment with Jeremy Hunt's decision to impose a new contract on junior doctors.
Right.
Which all junior doctors feel is unfair and unsafe.
Okay.
And so are going on strike tomorrow.
You included
this. Well, I was technically on annual leave anyway, but yes.
Come on, let's strike. I'm on holiday
anyway. You know, I'm striking from my bedroom.
I've not thought about planning this holiday around this.
I will probably be joining some form of strike action, despite the fact that I'm on holiday.
Okay, yeah. good. So how will it affect? I'm not going to lie to you. How will it affect me?
How will it affect Rich Hardesty?
Yeah, exactly.
So if Rich Hardesty were stricken tomorrow with a new illness, it shouldn't affect you in any major way because it's a strike only involving non-emergency care. So emergency care will still be provided. So essentially the service tomorrow will be the same as you would get in a hospital on a Saturday, a Sunday, or a bank holiday or Christmas Day.
So slightly slower.
Well, you know.
I actually went in recently to a hospital, to A&E, for a sty in my eye. And I got bollocked by my GP. He said, don't be going in there for a sty, Richard. I mean,
Rich, we're friends, but I'm coming down on the side of your GP in this.
Sorry. I shouldn't. Yeah, sorry. You're part of the enemy, aren't you?
I am the enemy. The people hoarding the medications that won't give you your...
This guy wasn't, though. This is the good thing. I went in there. I queued up for 2 hours. And I chatted to him and I said, I want erythromycin. And he went, well, I can't. And anyway, eventually he just said, how'd you spell it? And I went, give it here. And I wrote it out. And he gave it to me and I wandered out.
That could be the future NHS. If you become customers and it goes all private, it, then maybe that's what.
Hey, I like this Jeremy Hunt fella.
Exactly. I'm misselling this. Maybe not the right person for me to be extolling the virtues of this too.
How will it affect your job, what he's doing now then?
It's really difficult for anyone to know 100%, and that's part of the problem. So no one's been able to work out if doctors are going to get a pay cut. And so a lot of people think it sounds like it's people essentially are quite well paid complaining about, you know, not getting quite as much money.
In my head, doctors end up like it because I don't know. I'm listening to me saying like, "Oh, you're all getting." In my head, someone's making is a doctor. I think, "Wow, he's a doctor. He must be driving a flash car." You know, because like in the films, he's a doctor. Like women swoon at them and stuff, and they save lives. And they're
a lot of those are American films.
American doctors.
And, you know, so in the American
flying doctors,
where they are, you know, have a private system, then you can get well paid. And I don't want to, you know, start saying that we don't. You know, we're paid pretty well at the moment, but The expression junior doctors, who are the people who are striking, covers anyone who's not yet a consultant. So these people could be in their late 30s, early 40s.
Okay.
And so for them to suddenly be getting a pay cut with mortgages and kids and stuff
to take care of
without any sensible negotiation about the terms that contract's being imposed on, then it's probably not a fair way to go.
Yeah, fair dues.
Richard, by the way, sorry, stop touching your spot.
Sorry,
that's where it gets infected.
Sorry, yeah, I need to stop touching that. That's not very good then.
Yeah.
So, you know the NHS is supposed to be getting dismantled, apparently, or people are worrying about this, aren't they? Why do people hate Jeremy Hunt? Like, all I see on my Facebook feed, is Jeremy Hunt, what is he trying to do that is going to affect all my friends? Because all my friends are getting really angry.
I think because a lot of people think that, although on the face of it he's making these changes and claiming that they're going to be for the good of the NHS, people feel that he hasn't got the best interest of the NHS at heart.
Why do they feel that? Where does that come from?
In the past he co-authored a book which explained in quite a lot of detail
how
they
dismantle
would like to dismantle the NHS.
Shit, I never brought that out. I did not think about this.
Yeah, so I think that's, those kind of things are making people maybe a bit wary about trusting him.
Fuck.
And I think he's got quite a long background, familiarly, apparently, of, involvement in private healthcare, has advocated private healthcare quite a lot. And just lots of people feel that...
Why would he benefit from that?
Only in the same way that lots of people feel conservatives tend to have more of an interest in big business sort of positive interests. And so obviously lots of businesses would stand to gain from the privatisation of the NHS.
Fine, okay.
So they feel that his allies would like the dismantling.
His mates and stuff would be get rid of it, mate. Go on, set it on, fuck it on.
So that is the concern, shall we say.
Right, okay. Because I always think in my head, say you as a doctor, you're striking to keep the NHS, which keeps things... down, but you say in America, as we were just saying, that they have a private healthcare system, and everyone in my head, the doctors smashing it because you have to pay for everything. So you'd think that doctors would be privatise it, it's good for us, because then I can charge.
If you believe doctors are arseholes, then.
No, they're not.
So in that situation, obviously, if we were entirely self interested.
How nice are you to be doing this? I'm striking, so to keep the thought of the NHS the thing that is going to make me probably less money.
I think that's one way of looking at it, and it's a bit more complicated than that. I wouldn't to claim it's entirely altruistic. We feel that everyone's interests are better looked after by keeping the NHS as it, not as it is without any progress, but keeping it as an NHS rather than this private system where there's a lot of restrictions on how you treat people.
You got to pay for it,
but also who you're able to treat. No one wants to be in a situation where you're having to turn people away from your A&E because they haven't got the right coverage.
Is that really what it could get to?
Yeah,
and how long till we could get to that?
I don't want to put a number on it. I'm not an expert in how long those changes would take to make. But, in America, you can get people getting in trouble and billed because they've used the wrong ambulance service to get to A&E. Yeah. That kind of insane thing, which is obviously what.
So Uber could end up being having an ambulance service, or whatever. You just end up.
Don't give them any ideas.
Sorry, they're already tax dodgers, aren't they?
Do you want Uber running your ambulance service?
Oh my god!
Rich, have you ever considered about doing marketing for our campaign?
Maybe
exactly. Sideline move into Rich. This is Rich Hardesty, our new PR gentleman. Do you want Uber running your ambulance service?
I had quite a good idea for. I shouldn't really give it away live on air.
Exactly. I mean, do you want to keep the intellectual property?
Yeah, I'll keep it to myself. Andy?
What?
What do you think about all of this?
I was going to say about Obamacare. How do you feel about that? How has that revolutionised American healthcare at all?
I've heard it's not been as effectively implemented as it would hopefully be.
Yeah.
But I think part of the problem is they've had to make so many concessions and water down so much of what the universal healthcare should be to allow Obamacare. Mm-hmm. Then, it's not...
It's not really.
There we
I'm
go.
Just being chastised for my poor mic technique.
It's all right. I was speaking into it the wrong way for half a show.
Yeah.
I realised it was the wrong way around.
Just back to front.
Yeah, it's supposed to be our show. Say if everything was to be privatised, I'm just asking a question here. Could I then go in and buy whatever drugs are in America? If you've got the cash, you get what you want, right? Valium, prescription drugs.
You're more likely to. So it's a bit difficult because obviously your patients are. To a certain extent, customers, particularly for non-emergency things, you go, I've got my cardiologist I go to, or I've got my, my guy for this.
My gynecologist. They have their own doctors, mates.
So if you're someone who's a bit stingy with the antibiotics...
Stingy, then, sounds like mate.
You wouldn't want to go back to that doctor, would you? So I think there is... often an incentive to
overprescribe.
To overprescribe and to kowtow to what your patients want. But also, you get there's a lot more lobbying and leverage from other people.
So yeah, definitely.
Companies incentivise you to try and
knock a few more out.
Yeah, because when like you can hear stories about lots of like kids being diagnosed with depression and stuff, so they can sell on.
Like ADHD. And I'm not going to wade in too far into this quite controversial thing, but you know, if you tell people they've got their hyperactive kids got ADHD,
I've been told that.
Yeah, and then suddenly you can give them this drug that you know you have to prescribe every day for
at a price. Yeah, if you want to, do you want your kid to calm down a bit? Is he doing your head in? Maybe he's got ADHD. Wink, wink, wink. Yeah. Give him some of these. Quid a day.
Yeah,
yeah, true.
You should start taking this again. I think
Ritalin. Where am I Ritalin? By the way, misplaced them. So yeah, and what? This is hypothetical. You know what? All right, if I was to say hypothetically I was trying to like stop taking Valium now.
Yeah.
Could I get Valium on the NHS, or is that like an option?
Could you get Valium on the NHS?
Yeah, because they seem to not. What can you get for free? Like what that's just what I'm saying.
So you're getting Valium privately then at the moment?
Privately from homeless people, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Just people on the street.
Yeah, exactly. If you were to like try and come off it, could I get Valium from the NHS?
Yeah, if your doctor prescribed it and if you told them you were already.
But they're very stingy with it, aren't they?
But if you're already on it, they wouldn't sort of cut you off if you told them you were.
But if you're on it from the street.
I see what you mean.
Yeah,
if you told them you are using.
If you'd got addicted to Valium and you were in a bit of a mess and you can't get off it, I'm interested to know if I could like then just go and say, look, this is my predicament. Can I please get some free stuff?
Why are you saying this stuff on the radio?
Exactly. I mean, I think we're straying down the wrong road here.
I'm just asking. Fine, forget that. Forget that. Okay, fine. Can we get free bum chins on the NHS if you wanted to?
So you want a cleft in your chin because
John Travolta. So
you, I mean, I must say you've already got a very masculine jawline, which you've got nothing to worry about. But if hypothetically,
yeah, you wanted a bum on the end of it,
I don't think you could. I think lots of cosmetic procedures are a lot more difficult to get on the NHS than they used to be.
Okay, fine.
I have to wait till Kurt Russell's president.
Yeah,
I'm sure there'll be a special relief fund once that's
in the future. Yeah. Hey, have you got any interesting stuff then while you're here on the future of medicine? Anything that's going to blow our minds on stuff that's going to be coming out soon? Like, you know, we've already spoke about like big hair pills, but stuff that I don't know is going to make us live forever. Pills that is going to be able to change your biology. That'll be able to make you. You know,
well,
not
I mean,
so
we're all going to get downloaded into microchips.
Yeah, but that's
into giant robot brains.
Yeah, that's more like the brain. Bodies. But is there stuff that can like keep your body alive?
Yeah, I've read this thing actually. I was going to talk about it in a minute, but like Medipods in the future, there'll be a Medipod in every home, and if you feel a bit ill, you go there, you'll get diagnosed by this computer or like you know machine, and then they'll just like prescribe the drugs then and there, or they'll tell you to get a prescription.
I'm not sure I want to advocate that because it sounds like it would do me out of a job.
Yes,
that's Medipods.
Exactly, that's Medipod.
Get down there right now. Oh wow. Oh well, Matt,
that is as far as the NHS done, sorted. Yeah. Next week housing.
Yeah, exactly. Politics. Who should we vote for? Anything we should like tell people to vote for? I don't mind
from the point of view of the NHS.
Yeah, for you. What should we be telling our listeners? Who should he vote for, our listener?
Don't trust the Conservatives for the NHS.
There we go.
Based on current
that's the message.
Yeah.
Okay, so you heard it here. That's Dr. Matt from Basingstoke thingy saying David Cameron is a liar. He is a... right. Go down there, throw bricks through his windows. I'm joking. Yeah. Matt, thank you so much for coming in and checking in.
Thank you very much, Matt.
Thank you for saying I've got lovely balls and they're not...
You do. They're magnificent specimens, ladies out there.
Thank you.
Magnificent ginger specimens. Right, this is Michael Jackson with Leave Me Alone.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
That's Michael Jackson with Leave Me Alone. Have you seen a video to that? It's amazing. Like on Moonwalker, that's the best bit for it for me.
Oh yeah, he's on a roller coaster.
Yeah, so it's incredible though. It's the best video. Like
Bubbles is in it.
Yeah, Bubbles is in it. Elephant Man's bones are in it.
That it's got like a massive roller coaster that collapses into the sea.
Well, yeah, because Michael Jackson's had like he's. I think like basically Michael Jackson's asleep or something, and someone builds a roller coaster on him. He wakes up and goes.
Yeah, that's
and
then,
like,
it.
There's a really clever shot when like his arm is like a helter skelter, and you think, oh, that's a helter skelter, and it pans out. No, oh, it's Michael's arm. And Michael's arm sort of collapses onto the thing and blows everything up.
It's like Gulliver's travels.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Mixed with Godzilla.
Wow,
it's great. But
big skinny Godzilla.
Yeah. So you're happy now that your balls aren't cancerous?
I'm really happy about it.
That's really good for the show. Honestly, I was really getting worried about what we'd do this segment if you'd been diagnosed.
What, depressed dick baby?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could have been bad. No, I'm really, really happy, actually. That'll see me for the next couple of years, next time. Because I've been worrying about that, but only when I see an advert saying, have you checked him recently? I've always thought, even if I do check him, I still don't know if I've checked him correctly.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
But I've had a certified doctor check him for me.
Yeah.
Good.
That's good.
Good stuff.
That's great. What was I going to say?
What have you got for me nowadays?
I'm trying to think of things I've done. Oh yeah, you know, last week, do you remember I said I think I've turned into a bit of a diva. You know, last week, what's it called? I think I've sort of like got a bit of taste. Yeah, okay. So you know, last week I played.
I think I've got a bit of taste.
Shut up, right? Okay. Basically, last week I was playing of like Forza 6 racing game, right? And like I got a bit of stage fright and crashed my car because I realised that there were people in the stands.
Yeah, fake people.
Fake people, obviously, yeah. But I thought there was no one there. I thought like, there was no one in the stands. I was pretty happy with that. I looked up, there's a shitload of people waving at me in the video game, obviously. Got scared and crashed my car.
Yeah, like an idiot, yeah.
Yeah, well, anyway, this week, like, I sort of got used to it. And now, like, I was sort of playing it the other day and, like, I looked up at the stands expecting it to be packed. There's about six people there. What? I just thought, like, I just got annoyed. It's like, well, why am I bothering?
What? So you're annoyed at the fake people?
Yeah, because like, there's not enough people there. It's like when you do a stand-up gig and there's like two people. There. What's the point?
What's the point? So you're actually annoyed now?
Yeah. I just thought, oh, fuck this.
So you just quit the game?
Yeah, quit the game. Didn't finish my lap.
You've gone completely the other way.
I know.
Odd.
It's strange, isn't it?
It is very strange. Angry at the end of video game for. That's like. I don't know what that's like.
Great. This is a great chat.
I thought,
and also I've got my what I was going to say as well, like I've invented a joke.
Give me some dick baby, mate. Come on.
I'll do dick baby in a minute. I just want to tell you my joke. Okay. See what you think. I haven't got a lot of hope for this one.
Right, so hang on, what's going on here?
So I'm just going to tell you a joke I thought of it in the week. I haven't fully figured it out. I'll tell it to you, but it might need a bit of work.
Right,
so like, okay, so here we go. Let me find it. Hyde Park?
Do I know Hyde Park?
Oh, it's a bit. It's not very nice, is it? It's a bit like bad and sort of aggressive, and I don't like it there. I much preferred it when it was Jekyll Park.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, it is a joke. Yeah.
What do you think?
Jekyll and Hyde. Hang on, Jekyll and Hyde, Jekyll Park.
Yeah.
Jekyll Park. Is Jekyll the bad bit?
Yeah.
So you prefer it when it's bad.
No, Mr. Hyde. Sorry, Jekyll's a good bit. Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Don't like Mr. Hyde. Yeah. It's a bad bit.
No, it's a joke, yeah.
You didn't really laugh, did you?
Ha ha!
Yeah, but that's a bit late, isn't it?
No.
And also, it's not a bit fake.
Well, it just takes a bit of time. It's one of those like deep jokes. It takes a while to think in. Right. I actually thought of a joke. It's not really a joke. I've got no. I wouldn't have done this, but seeing as you brought up jokes, I thought. I haven't really thought of the joke. That's the main thing. Basically,
it's just going to be a setup.
Someone said. The pitter patter of tiny feet, yeah?
Right.
And then I just came out with. The pitter pate of tiny sandwiches.
Okay. It would work if, like, you were at a buffet or something and there were some small sandwiches. But you can't just say it without any context.
Yeah, in my head I was picturing them. That's why it didn't really work. But the person still did laugh, which is quite good.
Right.
But then they went, oh, there's something in that.
And who said? Who did you tell it to?
The guy who came to see our live show and called us both said he hated us.
Oh yeah,
Paul. Some guy came to me and Andy did a live show from my flat, a comedy show, and a guy turned up and said, "Yeah, it was interesting." And then someone said, "What do you think of them?" And he said, "I hated them."
Yeah,
I hated them. He didn't even know us. And the best thing was Andy didn't even come out on stage, so he just hated your voice.
Hated the voice. Sort of presence.
Yeah, just the fact you were there, he just hated it.
Yeah.
Hatred is a hell of a thing to get out of someone.
We should get like on the show and beat him up live on our show.
Should we get him to come in?
Yeah.
And like relay just
get some. Adam can get the weapons together.
Okay, we'll just.
No, not really.
Batter him.
No, I can take things like that.
Okay, fine. We'll win him round. Come on, Andy.
Right.
Let's keep the energy up.
Okay,
boom.
Dick Biscuit. No, Dick Baby. Ooh. It's not even Dick Baby. This is the thing. I don't want to, like, missell it. But, like, this isn't Dick Baby. That's long dead and gone. It's been executed. It's been buried 6 feet down, whatever you want to call it. Why are you looking at that face?
I'm just trying to think, like, it sounds
not
like
a dead baby. Yeah, I produced to say it's not a dead baby. It is dead.
Oh, yeah.
It's a dead baby.
No babies have been harmed.
Caught death. No, that's...
No.
That's not about that. Yeah. Right, okay, anyway, forget it. Dick Baby. Okay, look, I looked at the 10 most popular names or hottest baby names for girls and boys this year.
What, 2016?
There's a shitload of Dick Baby names in there.
Okay, okay.
If you know what Dick Baby is, you're an idiot. No, you're not really. Basically, I mean, no one knows what it is. Basically, if you remember the show, we got pictures of babies, then tried to work out whether we'd be dick in 20 years' time or not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's generally on their sort of general appearance and their name.
Yeah,
like, for example, if you were called Jude and you look like you have a bit of a scowl in the picture, you got branded a dick.
Yeah, fine.
Right?
Well, so sometimes not a scowl, but you just look like a knobhead.
Yeah.
See, you can tell when someone's a knobhead.
You can just tell, can't you? Just give off that aura.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, but listen, Rich, like, honestly, the future's going to be populated with a lot of dicks.
Okay.
All right, so look.
Come on.
Listen to these names, okay? So, hottest baby names for girls. Astrid.
Astrid?
Yeah.
That sounds like... I don't like that. Go on.
Yeah, okay, Thea.
Thea?
Yeah.
Thea?
Not Thea. Thea.
Thea, like Chris Eubank when he gets scared.
Exactly.
Okay, fine. Go
right,
on.
Right, Sadie. That's not too bad. Riley.
Riley. Okay, Riley.
Right.
Yeah.
Some of these aren't too bad, okay? But the women's ones aren't as bad. Elise.
Elise, okay.
Avery.
Avery, like a bird's place.
Yeah.
It's weird you can be called Avery and Warren.
Yeah, I know.
A rabbit's house and a bird's house.
Oh, it sounds a bit like Overy as well, which isn't a great name for a girl.
No.
Rowan.
Rowan, oh, that's nice though, isn't it?
That's not too bad. Elsie, yeah. It's a bit like Elise, but like dyslexically spelled.
Yeah, dyslexic Elsie.
Finley.
Finley's a bastard name.
Yeah.
Oh, it's little Finn.
Yeah.
Finn's a little shit name.
And also Jade.
Oh, yeah, Jade.
Okay, but anyway, look, on to the men, because this is a bit better. James, that's not too bad.
Can't go James.
Yeah.
What sort of a name is that?
What?
Like,
James Bond, you fucking dick. But anyway, Elijah.
Okay, yeah, but biblical.
Okay, this one's pretty bad. Jaden.
Is that really in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I like that.
Do you like Jaden?
It's a complete dick baby name, but...
It is a dick baby
name.
I
would like to be called that. It's like Jordan, it's like Jay, it's like Jay, Jacob, it's like Jason with a J. It's just, like, cool.
Okay.
It sounds futuristic.
I think it's a dick baby name. I think it's a classic dick baby name.
Of course it is. Yeah, Jaden. Yo, Jaden.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, of course it is.
All right, Elliot. I don't think Elliot's too bad, myself.
No, Elliot's a little gimp.
Is it?
Well, it just sounds like it. Yeah, Elliot.
Okay.
Elliot! Yeah.
Oh, okay, this one's pretty bad.
Go on.
But how can you get
like
this one?
Oh, no, it's not. Elliot's a nice name.
Is it? Well, can you just remember someone that you know called Elliot when you want to get in with them?
No, Elliot's a lovely name, and sorry, Lily.
Oh.
Go on.
Oh, no, I thought Elliot's a nice name. That's why I think Elliot's a nice name. One of my good friends has got a boy called Elliot.
Yeah, he's gorgeous, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a lovely guy.
And we like him.
Right, okay, this one's bad. I think you're going to like this one, but I think this one's pretty dick, baby. Logan.
Logan?
Yeah.
You can't call a baby Logan. It's too, like, it's like, sounds like it's got massive balls. Logan. It's too...
But babies do have quite big balls compared to the penises.
No, you're right, they do.
Yeah.
But everything's big compared to penises. They've got tiny penises.
Yeah, exactly. Everything's big compared to... Yeah.
In photos.
Yeah, you're right.
In photos, on the, yes. In like medical magazines.
Yes, not yeah. That you've done.
No,
just,
no, you
right.
Don't do that.
Charlie. Well, that's yeah. Right. Jude, the classic, obviously, is in there.
What's that in there?
Elias.
Elias?
Isaiah.
What, Isaiah?
And Arlo.
Arlo. We've got a bit of an affection for Arlo. It's quite cool. Arlo.
Well, we know someone called Waller called Arlo, don't we? So.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Anyway, what do you make of that? It.
Well, it's... what can I say?
Right, I forget it. Okay, look.
I'm just glad that Rich isn't in there.
Yeah, one day, mate, one day.
Runs. No, Rich is like a vintage name, isn't it? No.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I think your mum should have called you Logan.
Logan.
Sort of suits you a bit better.
Right, could you see my balls when you were doing the test?
Yeah. You're perfectly fine balls. Right, okay, look, we're going to play a game in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Go on.
What how game? Light is your body?
Okay.
Do you know how light is your body?
Okay, fine.
So yeah, I've little bit.
Yeah, but hang on, I just realised what you've done.
What?
You've just, like, taken two old features and just, like, slightly... You've done them again.
What do you mean?
How light is your...
I know, this is the... I know, exactly. I'm going to explain this in a second.
Okay.
I can't find the theme tune for it, so instead, let's just have the rainbow theme tune. How light is your body? How light is your body now?
Up above the streets and houses, rainbow climbing high. Everyone can see it smiling over the sky. Paint the whole world with the rainbow.
Right. Okay.
Oh, for God's sake, it's off again. Right.
Okay, right. This is a special edition of How Light Is Your Body?
This is good.
It's going to be called How Light Are Your Body Parts.
So, okay. Right, fine.
So, it's not How Light Is Your Body this time. It's
like
How Light
theme this week,
Are Your Body Parts. Exactly. Medical theme. I thought ahead.
You thought ahead.
I didn't think ahead. It's just okay. Worked out perfectly. Right. Okay. So, Rich, you've got to guess how heavy these body parts are.
Okay.
And I knew that because basically it's an American thing and it's pounds. And we don't know what that is.
No.
So I've basically, luckily, they also said what's it's equivalent of. You know, so for example,
I'll
give you one, okay? Like bones.
Yeah.
Do you know how heavy bones are?
Well, which one?
All of them.
What? You mean the skeleton?
Yeah.
What is this question you're asking
me? Look, but the bones are the equivalent of a road bike.
What bones?
All of them, mate. All the bones. Not every single bone in the world.
But
like,
mine can't be
the bones
same
of
as your...
one person. I know, but they're talking about average, probably.
Right, okay, fine. Okay. So this is weird.
What?
Are you saying how much does everyone in the world's bones weigh?
No, one person's, on average, bones weigh.
It's the same as a mountain bike?
Yeah, but not like... They're talking like normal person, not like Andre the Giant, or like, you know...
Okay, fine. Okay, sure. So you're saying...
Peter Dinklage. I'm talking about, you know...
Okay, fine. So you're saying... That's the game, is it?
That's the game. It's not really a game. That's the problem.
No, I don't understand what's going on here.
Okay, look.
Am I supposed to be guessing this? Are you just telling me this?
No, I'm just going to sort of tell you some shit.
Okay, fine.
All right, okay, ready? Okay, so the brain. Oh, no, that missed the brain off. Heart.
Hey, the brain is the heaviest organ.
Yep. Anyway.
Have I just won?
No, we've not won anything.
Oh.
It's not the game. Right, okay, so the heart. How much do you think that weighs?
Mine.
Yeah.
I'm a big-hearted guy.
Yeah, like you really know. Probably quite small and shriveled. Judging on your
10 stone,
sort of general
big warm beating thing.
What? No, big, no. Yeah. Horrible cold little ice, little raisin sort of thing.
Pillow. Boom.
Tiny little sultana. beating pathetically in your chest.
Peep, peep, peep.
Yeah.
I'd probably say, I don't know what, same as my brain.
No.
About a kilo.
No, it's 0.25 pounds, the equivalent of a Burger King double whopper.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm never going to eat one of those ever. Anyway, but still, I'd be interested to go and hold one now and figure out.
You should go and buy one in a minute.
Mate, you're kidding me. I'm not going to waste up 150. I've just got off the bus.
Yeah, but I'll eat it.
Yeah, but you've already wasted 2 Scotch eggs in the kitchen. I saw that.
Oh, no, I left them, didn't I?
It's insane. On the way here, you bought a KFC and 2 Scotch eggs.
Yeah, I know.
Why?
Because I just thought, like, I'm really, really hungry. And then I ate the KFC and then I wasn't hungry anymore.
But you got the Scotch eggs after that.
No, I bought them at the same time. I didn't eat the KFC until I got it back here. This is really boring radio, mate, by the way.
Mate, the whole thing's been a mess. Don't worry. Just played Rainbow, so it don't really matter, does it?
Right.
Okay,
yeah,
so...
that's the sort of like high standards we've got here. Okay, look, okay, let's just get through this. Other muscles, right? All the muscles in your body, okay?
This is so vague. How much do bones weigh? Other muscles weigh?
Okay, I've got the little brackets thing to specify. Everything from your stomach to your biceps...
Everything from the stomach to the biceps. How much do mine weigh?
It's not yours. Why? I've got this off the internet. The internet doesn't know you. It hasn't weighed you, has it? Unless you've been secretly weighed for
okay.
this thing.
Bruce, how much do they weigh? I'm going to go for then muscles, I reckon, about probably the same as the heart for me.
What? Are you insane?
I just don't know.
What are you talking about? All the muscles. Like, think of all the muscles in your body. Don't look at yourself. Look at a muscular man like me. Look at a muscular man like me, probably, and see how much I weigh.
Okay, probably I'll say like 3 kilos.
Right, okay, I don't know how much it is. Basically, it's 52 pounds, the equivalent of a punch bag.
Again, punch bags are different sizes. This is like
okay,
the
just
weirdest
generally
thing.
Speaking, mate.
Okay, well, so what you're saying is a general muscle weighs the same as a general punch bag.
But all the muscles in your body weigh the same as like an average-looking punch bag.
Okay, cool. Well, great. Good move. Good.
Okay, look, basically, I thought you'd take this a little bit more than you have.
Okay,
so
sorry.
Some of these are going to really piss you off. Because A, I don't know what some of these are, and then also so it makes it a very hard game.
Go on.
But carotid artery walls in the neck.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Well, it's the equivalent of half a staple anyway.
Right, okay, fine. Okay. Who's gone around the body pulling these out and like weighing stuff in their stationary box? You go, oh, I found it.
Yep. I found the equivalent thing. It's a double whopper. I just have to be eating it.
Jeffrey
right.
Dahmer just going around like, oh, I'm going to those.
Yeah. Hannibal Lecter conducted this test. Right.
Yeah.
Kidneys. Half a pound. Equivalent of a small chilli at Wendy's.
What the hell? Is this a sort of fast food freak?
I don't know. And also, like, this is from America, so like half the things I don't know. Do you know what? I'm just going to go for the rest of these. And
let's just get on with it.
Okay, look. Liver, 3.25 pounds. Right. 12 ounce cans of Budweiser. Right. Lungs, 1.8 pounds. Equivalent of a basketball and a football.
That's quite interesting.
Yeah. Pancreas, 0.2 pounds. 28 packets of sugar.
Wow, okay. Packets?
Yep.
As in little sachets?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Very odd things.
I know. It's not great, is it? Prostate, about 3 cherry tomatoes.
Really?
This is quite interesting. This is interesting, right? Okay, your skin, guess how much your skin weighs?
I don't know.
12 pounds.
Fucking hell, that's quite a lot.
Right, that's the equivalent of, okay, I'm not talking about you,
yeah,
but imagine like the clothes that a normal person would wear, plus heavy boots and an overcoat. That's how much your skin weighs.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you were to wear me, I'd actually be quite heavy.
Yeah.
That's pretty insane.
So where's wear your skin, like Buffalo Bill?
Yeah.
Yeah, that should be pretty hefty.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
That's pretty mad.
It's like walking around with armour. Right, spinal cord, nerves but not bone, 1 ounce, equivalent of a short phone cord.
Okay.
Testicles, less than 2 ounces, equivalent of 2 squash balls.
Sounds like Partridge. Something of a small phone cord or a mini jack or something, whatever you say.
Yeah. Well, that's it.
Well, that was
a waste of time, wasn't it?
Getting completely dumped.
Okay? That's an absolute waste of time.
Can we have? I don't have an intro music, but can we have a song?
What? All right. Let's have a song to boost this back up. Let's get this party started again.
Woo!
This is You and the Cat by Al Stewart.
still with her. And the bus and the tourists are gone. And you've thrown away your choice and lost your ticket, so you have to stay on. But the drumbeat strains of the night remain, and the rhythm of the newborn day. You know, sometime you're bound to leave her, but for now you're gonna stay. In the year of the cat,
FUBAR Radio presents
Incorporated.
Rich Homie Kwan, thank you so much for joining us on
Incorporated. Thank you all for having me, man.
No, not at all.
My first time out here, so.
Yeah, not at all. Yeah. You know, this is the place you have to be if you hit the UK, innit? Everyone knows that.
Everyone knows that. I'm still on stage about 45 minutes out.
Fair play.
You might have a lot of hoes in the room before you go on stage. You know, the pre-game warm up. Smoke a couple blunts, you know what I'm saying? Pre-game warm up.
That's exactly what we do.
Get myself right.
I love it.
That happens to be our pre-show ritual as well.
Yeah.
Loads of hoes, loads of weed. That's just, well, minus the hoes, I suppose.
Every Wednesday,
Kane and Sylvester Incorporated,
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
It's FUBAR Radio. Rich, you look so tired that you just can't be arsed.
No,
literally, your eyelids are half closed.
Really?
Yeah, you basically, you've got your balls diagnosed as not having cancer, and you just can't be arsed for the rest of the show, can you?
I think it's, I'm sort of...
You're happy, you're out.
I'm happy that,
See, look, you can't bother to talk.
Oh, no. Can't bother.
Right, we have got John Welby on the show, on the radio. Here
really?
He is, John
it's
Welby.
John
how are you?
Welby.
Hello, hello.
How are you doing, mate?
Hello,
yeah,
John.
Good, good.
How's it going?
Yeah, we're going on the old hospital fame, old doctor's fame.
Great, is this
going
to be depressing?
Go on.
What? Is that English? No. We're doing a film review today called Concussion.
Oh,
great.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
That one in there.
I'll probably have that next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, so do you want to go straight into your film review?
Do you want to knock us out with this
very
review?
Clever, Rich.
Yeah, I like that. That's good.
Okay,
yeah.
Go on.
That's terrible. Right, wait. Well, hit it, mate.
Go.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean go?
Do you want me to play
your jingle?
Do you mean go?
Sorry. Let me just... I am meant to be... I've got a bit of a gremlin in the system here.
Right. Right. I'm going to give you concussion if you don't get this.
What is this? Well, it's the same jingle again.
You're going to get us sued.
But somebody can't...
John, if you listen... Right, Perlin.
Yeah. Okay. So we apologise to Perlin Dean for the use of
there
that. We didn't get permission.
And we apologise to Tovlin Dean just for no reason.
Yeah, yeah. Is that listening? Well, John. So you saw the movie Concussion. What do you think of it?
Yeah, it was good. It's Will Smith. If nobody's heard of it yet. Yeah. Alec Baldwin plays a doctor, and they both play doctors actually.
Both of them, are they in competition or anything? Or
no. Alec Smith.
Alec Baldwin. Alec Smith in Miracle World.
Yeah, that's cool. It. Alec Baldwin. He's a doctor for the NFL, which is the American Football Association.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking of the NHS then, sorry.
And basically, Will Smith's character. It's based on a true story.
Right.
And his character finds out that because of. The bashing, you know, obviously they're getting their heads knocked together.
Yeah.
Is causing, brain problems.
Right, okay.
In the future.
That's weird.
Why did you laugh?
They their own lives.
Is it comedy?
No, it's a pretty serious film.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
what were your thoughts?
Yeah, I liked it. It just shows, you know, how powerful big companies are. That, as in, like, you know,
the NFL
league and stuff.
Pretty big,
NFL,
aren't they?
Yeah. They didn't want to, you know, have this slur on the game. So
right.
Tried to stop it. Yeah.
Excellent. That's great. The film is full of sort of like energy to watch that.
Yeah, it's really.
I don't know what it is, but my films recently, they're very laid back. I don't know if it's because I'm tired a lot of the time. Or,
yeah, what's been going on
there? You and Richard hang out. So what, I mean, like, I've watched the trailer for it, and Will Smith's doing a South African accent.
You laughed at Andy, didn't you? Andy laughed at it because apparently he says something which doesn't really work in the accent.
No, it's just there's a bit in the trailer, and I don't want to do an impression because it might come out wrong. But like, there's a bit when like he's doing a South African accent, and like normally that's the on the end of the trailer. It's like a big, you can't do this.
Yes, you can't do it.
No, but he's saying it like that. He's saying it in a very, and it's quite a soft sort of like South African accent. It didn't really sort of. It just seems, that's Scottish.
Welcome to South Africa, kiddie.
What's that? I don't know.
No, it is actually quite annoying, and I think he does slip into his own voice at some points. But
really,
but at the end of the day,
he didn't get an Oscar nod, did he? For that, I thought he might have got an Oscar nod.
No. It's not Oscar material.
I know because he's flipping
wrong colour.
Yeah,
that's such a.
John, what do you think of International Women's Day?
I think it's wonderful. We all need women, don't we?
Yeah. Good, yeah. Well, we've all got one that we came out of.
Yeah.
Unless you're born in some sort of pod.
Right.
One can only.
Okay, Rich, I think you're just as bad as John Murphy at the moment for letting the show down.
Well, I think it's when you just played Rainbow theme.
What?
Just because you couldn't be asked to, like. I mean, not even like Rainbow theme altered, just Rainbow theme.
Well, I didn't even make an effort to do anything about it. But the thing wasn't set up. It wasn't my fault.
Well, it's falling apart, isn't
anyway,
it?
Listen. Look, we're going to bring it back. We're going to bring it up for the last 2 minutes. John.
We've got 2 whole minutes left of this.
We've got 2 more minutes, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Rich, come on. Come on. Look, Rich thinks he's good for this now.
I'm going to spray some deodorant into the air in protest. Listen.
That's bad for the environment.
There we go. Well, I don't care.
Mother Nature's going to go crack down on you, mate.
Mother Nature's going to smell nicer now.
No. Mother Earth's going to headbutt you.
Mother Nature's going to smell and have invisible dry armpits.
John, just to bring it up, like, we decided that you're quite good at accents, aren't you? Like, quite good at impressions and stuff, right? We're going to end on a classic one of yours, and next week we're going to give you three accents, and you're going to try and quite difficult ones. We're going to see if you can do them live on air. How about that? All right, so we're going to do, if anyone remembers Inspector Gadget... Do you want to take it away, John?
Yep. Why's this penny? Go, gadget legs.
Wow. Okay.
Well, no, maybe it's not coming over very well on the phone.
No, maybe the radio's
weird.
No,
it's good. That's what it is. It's a weird radio.
Let me do this one. I'll get you next time, gadget.
That's good. Hey, that's just boosted me up my little depression hole.
What other things? Who else can you do?
Billy Connolly. I think everyone knows.
Go on then.
Hey, it's a wee bit of a taboo. Hey.
It's not bad. Right. It's a Scottish, at least.
It's the right nationality.
In the right region, eh?
Yeah. And who else can you do? Mick Jagger impression. We're going to end on this one. This is a brilliant Mick Jagger impression.
Here, Kate, have you seen the date on these marshmallows?
Wow!
I don't know when you ever said that. Have you seen the date on these marshmallows? But it sounds like something Mick would say.
Yeah, yep. All those drugs
sounds
he's
like
taken.
Something he'd say.
Right,
John. On that note, we're going to have to leave it. But well, thank you very much.
So next week, I'll have a few more. I'll have Alan Partridge and a few others.
Well, it's
gone,
not really
the power's gone to your head.
But
the power's gone to your head. We'll give you.
Who can we give him?
We'll tweet it out.
We'll tweet it out. We'll think of some pretty tough eggs.
Some tough eggs to mime.
Yeah. That has been the end of the show. That is the end of the
it
show.
Hasn't it's not been. Yeah, yeah, it's been.
It's already been the end of the show. We're posts talking to you live.
We are now Justin Lee Collins coming. Justin Lee's coming up in a second.
He's coming up in a very,
I'm
going to
finish off this musically that I stole, and then we're going to see you in a week.
Yeah, we've also got, I just realised we've got another 20 seconds to fill.
20 seconds? Well, I'll just eat your muesli. Imagine this, ready?
Okay,
riveting
this
radio.
Is the end of the radio show. It's a man like eating muesli stolen from a kitchen live.
You're ruining the best bit.
Right. Great.
Lovely. It's got some little bits of pineapple in it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Well, I'll pick them out. Purposely.
I hate currants.
Oh, I slur.
Bye, John.
This is it. This is the end of the show. Goodbye.
Bye.
See ya.